As more baby boomers retire, many will move to such warm weather spots as Arizona. The state's Plan on Aging projects that by the year 2030, more than a quarter of Arizona's population will be aged 60 or older. The elderly often need a lot of help, and in-home care already is a big business in Arizona. NPR's Noah Adams has been reporting on the low-wage workforce in the United States, and he traveled to Phoenix to learn who's doing this sort of work. The first of his two reports begins at an adult daycare center.
The air is warm in Phoenix, and the grass is green. The pleasant wintertime weather is why many of these people moved here years ago. Now they're having difficulties. Can't be left alone. To appreciate the need for home care, it helps to meet some of the older people who have come to this daycare center for help and companionship. Lorraine Showers is 80, living with her daughter and trying to stay out of a wheelchair.
It's better for me to be here where I can have things to do than falling around at home.
That's right. You are my sunshine.
Each day at the John C. Lincoln Adult Day Health Care Center, the staff workers lead a sing-along. Each day they serve breakfast and lunch and a snack. On this morning, there's a cooking class and a poetry group talking about Langston Hughes.
What happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun or fester like a sore and then run?
And there's bingo.
G48.
And bowling, with a ball and pins made of light plastic. Most of the people at the adult daycare center are older. About half have some form of dementia. Some come all 5 weekdays, others occasionally, to give family members a break. For Janet and Bob Weber, even this time away can bring feelings of guilt.
You know, I should be able to take care of my mother. She took care of me all the years I was growing up, you know, until I was 18 and left house. What's a couple of years for me to take care of her, you know?
We haven't gone anywhere in so long. We tried it one time, one weekend, and we got a call from the lady who was doing it at noon the next day, and everything wanting us to come and get her because Mom was just...
She'd been crying since she woke up
and everything.
Janet's mother has her daughter and son-in-law for support. Other older people understand she's very fortunate.
Children are the biggest insurance that you can have. I think the last thing on your mind is getting to the point where you're so old you're helpless. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of us think of that.
Lois has no children. She's long ago divorced. She's losing her vision and wouldn't go to a daycare center. Instead, she called an agency and hired a caregiver to come to her house twice a week.
Now, I'm 88 years old. I'm macular degeneration, so there's a lot of things in the house I can't do because I can't see. Angelica does those things for me, mm-hmm. and she does them at a rate of pay that I can afford.
And how long the two of you been together?
Well, we've only been, how long have we been together, Angelica?
Since I've been with the company, about 7 months.
Lois can barely see. She can't read the paper. She'll watch a Chicago Cubs game on television inches away from the screen. She can make tea and toast.
Angelica gets me frozen dinners, which I can handle. Every frozen dinner goes in my toaster oven at the same time, at the same degree of heat, whether or not.
It's her best
friend. Yeah, and so far, it's worked.
Angelica puts Lois's sheets in the dryer. She also cleans house, in addition to the grocery shopping. The pay is $10 an hour through the Interfaith Community Care Agency. She now has only one other client and is working about half the week instead of the 40 hours she'd like. Angelica is 27, married with 2 kids. As far back as high school, she knew that caregiving would be her career. Didn't mind bathing her clients or changing diapers. Later, at a nursing home, her work became even more challenging.
There's been people that have died, and you know, us as the caregivers, we have to go in and kind of clean them up, give them like their last bath, and get them ready for the morgue to take them out. I remember my first one, I didn't know what to do. I was like kind of scared because I had never seen a dead body before. It was one of our clients. You can't get it too attached, but if you do, you got to be strong enough to deal with it.
Sometimes with clients, she says, There can be personality clashes, but Angelica's work here is easy, and she's become a friend that Lois doesn't want to lose.
Oh, yeah, any time that you've broken somebody in, to, you know, that knows your way of doing things, you want to hang on to them as long as you can, because that makes it easier for you. So I'm hoping that Angelica stays with me until I'm 101 years old, at least.
Lois and her caregiver, Angelica, talking with us at the retirement community Sun City West outside Phoenix. Noah Adams, NPR News.
Tomorrow, another Phoenix caregiver takes on a tougher assignment, looking after a man in the early stages of Alzheimer's. Previous stories in the Low Wage series are at npr.org.